Webinars continue to be one of the most trusted and effective tools in B2B marketing. From real-time engagement to long-term content opportunities, they can support all aspects of your marketing funnel. Listen on to discover why so many marketers rely on webinars to connect with their audience, generate leads, and keep their content working harder for longer. You're listening to the Content 10X podcast, where it's all about content repurposing. I'm Amy Woods, and I'm here to help you maximize your content and find smart ways to get your message in front of more of the right people, whilst also saving time. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Content 10X podcast. I'm your host, Amy Woods, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for today's episode. Now, we're about to kick off a brand new series on the show all about webinars, how to plan them, promote them, repurpose them, and everything in between. It'll be a five-part series, and I'll be joined by our Head of Operations and Account Management, Hayley Evans, once again to co-host the series with me. So I'm really looking forward to that. Now, you might be wondering, why webinars? Why are we digging into webinars? Well, webinars are hugely popular in B2B marketing and for very good reason. Now, on our sister podcast, B2B Content Strategist, nearly every guest has brought up webinars as a core part of their content strategy, from audience engagement to lead generation to long-lasting content. Webinars are clearly doing a lot of the heavy lifting and really helping B2B marketing teams. So in this episode, we're shining a light on some of the wise words, experiences, and insights that we've heard from B2B marketers about how they approach webinars. So what they love about them, how they make them work, and why they keep using them again and again. It seemed the perfect lead into the kickoff of our webinar series, which starts in our next episode. So first up, we've got our wonderful client, Mike Derrico, Head of Marketing at Arix Technologies. And Mike shares the importance of a webinar title and how it can be the difference between someone scrolling past or signing up.
Specifically in B2B, if you're going to do a webinar, there was a short form video that came across LinkedIn the other day, and it was like, you should spend 90% of your time on a subject line for an email and 10% of the time on the body, right? Because if you can get them to open it, you've won the battle. Same thing with the first line before you click more on your LinkedIn post. Like, that first line is everything. It should be one sentence. It should be short, and it should be irresistible. Like, you know, people like, I have to click it, you know. I think webinar titles should be the same way, right? And what motivates someone in a business setting? It's very different than what motivates somebody in a personal setting, right? Well, like if you're working a direct to consumer. In B2B, folks are under pressure to maintain budget. They're under pressure to maintain efficiency and productivity. They're under pressure to make sure their department is staying ahead of problems. They're being proactive, right? So like if you have like our, I'm speaking specifically about our product, improves safety, improves efficiency and productivity, and it's 70% cheaper than traditional means of doing inspections, and it can be 13 times faster. So if I can build that into a webinar title and just get them to register, right? And then deliver a really good presentation and quality. Wow them with the first slide, just like you would with the subject line of an email or something similar. Bring them in and give them a shocking statistic that they weren't aware of. And then you've got their attention. And then delight them, right? Give them a great presentation, make it worth their time, and make it short. Make it short. There's so much good content out there, but I can't log into another 3-hour podcast. I don't have time.
I fully agree with Mike. Your title needs to be irresistible because it's the hook that stops the scroll. It sparks curiosity and earns that all-important registration. And in our conversation, Mike also touched on another really important aspect, which is the setup. So in the next clip, I'm going to share what Mike had to say about that. From picking the right platform to working with partners who already have your audience's trust. There's so much that goes into making webinars work. Let's hear what Mike had to say about that.
Webinars work if you do them correctly. And when I say if you do them correctly, if they're on a good platform that works on mobile and desktop, if you do work with a partner that does webinars on your behalf and they have the right audience, can be expensive to pay them to do it. But if they're a trade show organization who also does publications and does webinar hosting and stuff, and they have the right audience and they host it on your behalf, you've already jumped over the hurdle of establishing credibility and getting an engaged audience. They've already done it for you. And then after that, if you can line up content for that specific audience, the job title or function or whatever that your business is selling to.
So a great title gets people through the door, but the delivery matters just as much. Whether it's the tech, the partner, or the relevance of your topic, setting the stage properly is what turns signups into lasting impacts when it comes to webinars. Now we're going to hear from Megan Eales Munro, another wonderful client of ours and previous senior manager of marketing content at AppFolio. And in this clip, Megan shares her experiences from AppFolio of when they were running a webinar that went a little bit wrong. So it's a funny story about some platform mishaps that can happen.
I have one story about a mishap. It wasn't related to AI. It was pure old human error. So one thing I experienced recently, it was just a moment of terror during a live webinar. So the backstory is we had an outside guest speaker. I was really excited to have him on the webinar. He graciously gave his time to join us. We were using a different platform for webinars, Zoom Events. Some might be more familiar with that tool. It's just a lot more powerful for live or hybrid virtual events. And we were testing it out to see if it would help us increase the production value of our webinars. But we're used to using the standard Zoom webinars tool. I've been using it for years. So Zoom Events has this feature called the backstage, which is great because you can have multiple people talking to each other backstage, not interfering with what's going on the live stream. So we really tried to test it. You know, let's test having everybody who's speaking move out of the backstage onto the webinar. And so I was confident we knew how to do it. But when we went live, both of our speakers were on the stage and there was no sound. And so finally I decided, okay, I'm gonna have to exit the backstage. And then as soon as I exited the backstage, I realized that the audience had been able to hear them the whole time, but they thought that the audience couldn't hear them. So our presenters were pros. They recovered really fast and the rest of it was fine, but it was sheer panic for everyone.
I love that story from Megan. We've all been there when the tech works perfectly until it doesn't. But as Megan shows, a quick recovery and a calm team can turn even the most stressful moments into just another story and maybe even a content opportunity. So now I want to share a clip from Hannah Forson, Senior Demand Generation Manager for Webinar Campaigns at Bamboo HR. We had the pleasure of working with the Bamboo HR team for many years, so we know firsthand how much thought they put into making webinars work hard. In this clip, Hannah shares why she loves the spider webbing effect, so turning one rich webinar into a whole ecosystem of content.
I know that a lot of people have big feelings about webinars, but I think from a marketing standpoint, they are so content rich and so easy to break into smaller pieces. My favorite thing of all time with webinars is being able to come up with a really meaty webinar that you can then take sound bites from and promote via like video content on LinkedIn or Meta. And be able to make blog posts from one topic that maybe we didn't get to go as deep into, but all kind of like spider webbing back into one core asset. That's like my favorite thing to do with content. One, because usually resources are slim and you want to be able to get the most amount of legs out of any piece of content that you can. And I think webinars are just so easy to get a whole host of different content types out of. Because once you kind of have that core talk track, it's really easy to pull out blogs, case studies, sound bites, videos, whatever it may be from that one resource.
That spider webbing metaphor says it all. One strong webinar can give you everything from blog posts to sound bites, videos to case studies. That kind of content is absolute gold. Now, another B2B content strategist guest who said they loved repurposing webinars is Shannon Howard, Director of Customer and Content Marketing at Intellum. And Shannon shares how her team maximizes the value of each webinar, not just to make the most of all the prep and promo work, but to meet people where they are, especially those who prefer reading over watching.
Another one that we tend to repurpose is webinars. So if we're having a conversation with someone and we're presenting, can we recap that? And do that for a couple of reasons. One is, why you spent all this time to prepare for and promote one webinar, why not get more value out of that? But also because not everybody has time to watch a webinar recording 30, 45 minutes long. I know for me, I'm really not. I think it's so funny because I host webinars all the time. I'm not a webinar person. I just won't show up and I won't watch the recording either, honestly. I'm much more of a reader. I've always been a reader. To me, it's easy to repurpose a webinar into written content, but then I also know that it's helpful for people like me who just can't. Like, I have a really hard time with video content. It's just not how my brain processes.
It's a great reminder that repurposing isn't just efficient, it's inclusive as well. Not everyone watches webinar replays. So turning that content into blogs, summaries, articles, it means you're reaching a much wider audience in the ways that work for them. Now let's hear from Kieran Regan, CMO and longtime advocate of getting the most out of your content. In this clip, Kieran is sharing his experiences as CMO at BizDesign and how his team would run webinar series built around a central theme. And they then repurpose each one into a wide range of assets to reach their audience across multiple channels.
The webinar format continues to be extremely valuable and beneficial for us, but we execute it in a series. So we might continue to run the theme or topic over a number of months in a series of webinars. And then we take that live webinar, which is part of an overall theme with relevant topics, and then we repurpose that into various formats to ensure that we reach the widest percentage of our audience possible. So we might repurpose that into an on-demand version, maybe ungated blogs, of course. We create community posts, so we find our audience is present on certain industry communities, so we ensure we distribute the content produced from that webinar in those channels as well. Smaller video snippets are quite successful as well. And then we often create maybe a high-value gated asset from that content, then distribute that through paid means. So that allows us to really ensure that we are unlocking the full potential of the content that we have created, getting as much out of it as possible, and then ensuring it reaches the widest possible audience.
Kieran's approach shows how powerful a single webinar can be when it's part of a bigger picture. So not just a one-off event, but as a scalable content engine that supports ongoing campaigns and long-term goals. So I hope you enjoyed hearing these fantastic insights from our guests over on our sister show, B2B Content Strategist. It's clear that webinars are playing a huge role in B2B marketing strategies. As I mentioned earlier, this episode is just the warm-up. Next up, we're launching a brand new 5-part series where we'll be taking a closer look at how to run webinars that truly deliver. We're going to cover everything from planning and promotion to repurposing, distribution, and measuring success, with plenty of practical tips and examples along the way. It's going to be a really useful series, I can promise you that, and I really can't wait to share it with you. Now, if you need help with your content in the meantime, from planning and strategizing to content creation to end-to-end content repurposing, then please don't hesitate to get in touch. We can support you over here at Content10X, whether it's with webinars, expert interviews, reports, white papers, podcast videos, blogs, and more. Just head to content10x.com/inquiry and let's chat. Okay, all that's left to say right now is thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you in the next exciting episode of the Content 10X podcast.